Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Dear listeners, in today's episode of The Teacher, we're going to be talking about one of the key conditions of a divinely appointed imam. As you know that we've been in last few sessions discussing the conditions and special qualities of the imams. Today, out of those five qualities that we have picked for the series of these shows, we're going to be talking about austerity, which is the number four condition or special quality of a divinely appointed imam. The first one, as you may remember, was infallibility or being free from sin or error. The second one was overflowing with knowledge. The third one was courage. The fourth, austerity. Last but not the least, fifth one is ethical or moral attractions. So let's discuss austerity. Before that, we need to understand the role of Imam. Brothers and sisters, Imam is a representative of Allah on this earth. He is a spiritual as well as political, socio-political successor of the Holy Prophet. He is the one who has been assigned by Allah for the rulership of humanity on this planet Earth. Now, today, talking about austerity, which is one of the conditions, one of the many conditions of divinely appointed infallible imam, we see that those who are captives of the gold and attractions of this world are easily deceived, and also it is possible that they deviate from the way of truth and justice. And we have seen many examples throughout the history that pertain to this very fact. Sometimes this happens by the way of greed and sometimes by the way of threat, whereby this captive of this world is deviated from the straight path. So there are times when the enemy comes with money and resources and funding and all kinds of bribery. But then there are other times when they see that that is not working. What they do is they threaten you. And in some cases, they execute you. And this is exactly what happened with the 12 imams, or 11 to be precise. And the 12th imam, according to the traditions, will also be martyred by the enemies of Islam. Sometimes this whole concept is not understood very properly. Brothers and sisters, the imam must be above the possibilities of gifts of this world and not be a captive to it. He must be free from any chains or bonds of the material world, from all whims and lusts, from any ambition, from wealth and position, so that he cannot be deceived and influenced, and he then surrender and compromise because of these desires. It is mentioned in the traditions that one who shows greed is humiliated, and one who adopts contentment gains satisfaction. Even if the whole world becomes gold for the greedy person, he is not satisfied. And one who observes contentment is satisfied with just the bare minimum, the bare necessities. All the mischief and corruption in the world is due to greed and jealousy. If all the Muslims follow the Islamic teachings and observe contentment, the civilization and society would be so reformed that this world, which is called as hell today, would become a part of paradise. If we survey in an unbiased way the lives of the holy imams, we would find that they had absolutely no connection to greed and avarice, which we said is one of the conditions of the divinely appointed imam. We're going to take a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to talk about this attribute in a bit more detail. Stay with us. Thank you.
Shiite views of the infallible Imams, in the words of Dr. Chris Huer.
Prophets receive a special gift from God. It is the gift of revelation, or wahi. This is direct, literal revelation from God in the form of a scripture or a book. This closes with the death of Prophet Muhammad. Once the Quran has been fully revealed, that is the end of this form of direct literal revelation from God. But there is another form of divine inspiration or instruction from God, guidance from God, which is spoken of in the Quran. This, we're told, is given to the mother of Moses to guide her to seek out the infant Moses and protect him. It is given to Mary, the mother of Jesus. It is also given to the bee. And these three references are all there in the Quran. Now, this light of guidance is called ilham, inspiration, it's sometimes translated. Inspiration comes from, as it were, the breathing of the Spirit, inspire. To breathe the Spirit into the person to give them intimate guidance and knowledge that can come only from God. So the Imams are the bearers of ilham, this spiritual knowledge and guidance which is different from that which comes to the Prophet, but is nevertheless a divinely inspired gift, giving them knowledge, giving them certainty, so that they can guide the remainder of humankind.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. So before we went on to the break, we were talking about the special conditions and special qualities of the divinely appointed Imams. It's like a sea. There are so many of them, but we have selected five of them for the purpose of these shows to get across to you, inshallah. And today we're talking about austerity. Comfort-loving people increase the necessities of life so much that a drop becomes a sea. On the other hand, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed holy Imam, the successor to Prophet, reduce the necessities of life to an extent, to such an extent, that the sea was reduced to a cup. All the necessities of life were so less than lesser than it is not possible. He was content with whatever came his way and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The desire to hoard or save anything never arose for Imam Ali alayhi salam. He never stored anything more than what was needed. The thought of tomorrow never bothered him. Neither was he aggrieved at what was happening that day. During the time of his caliphate, he had control over the Islamic wealth. Sometimes people say because he didn't have the opportunity to get all that wealth together. That's why he led a simple life. No, brothers and sisters, this is not correct. This is a propaganda against the one of the best creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or after Prophet, the best person that we have witnessed, this world has witnessed, was Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it was not that he didn't have the opportunity. Even after he became the caliph, after his usurped right was returned to him by the wish and will of Allah, he had control over the Islamic wealth. We all know that. At this time also, Imam Ali alayhi salam was the same. He still ate the same barley bread, soaked in salted water, wore the same patched dress, sat on the ground created by Allah, and the same broken sack was Ali's seat. Whatever share of stipend he received from the public treasury, he gave it all away to the destitute and needy people. Then he relied on the Almighty Allah and maintained self-control. Brothers and sisters, these things are easier said than done. I said it, you listen to it, but imagine somebody spending his entire life in this manner. How high that person would be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has zero attraction towards this material world. And these are not just tales. These are historic accounts that have been recorded by credible people. Okay? So it's not just, you know, some made-up stuff that's, you know, just good to listen to. No. The minimum needed for life was maximum for Imam Ali alayhi salam. He remained hungry often through 2 meal times. Never asked anyone for anything. Always obtained livelihood through hard work. Never complained to Allah. He was happy in whatever condition Allah kept him. More than himself, he cared for others. And this is another beautiful point, brothers and sisters. We all care for ourselves. How many times do we think about the others, the needy people? Always he, Imam Ali alayhi salam, tried to assure that none should sleep hungry, though himself often remained hungry. Brothers and sisters, this is the first Imam only. We brought it forth as an example that none of the Imams, because this quality, it exists in all 12 Imams. It's not just Imam Ali alayhi salam. All of the Imams are same when it comes to austerity. So we brought forth Imam Ali alayhi salam's example because it is so obvious for anyone to see that their lives were actually detached from this material world. They had such a self-control and such a level of piety. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.